Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Tailored for Success. This is your host, Charisse Taylor, and today we are talking about dealing with distractions and interruptions, especially in the workplace. It happens everywhere. We all know that at home it happens with significant others, with our spouses, with our children, with neighbors, etc. But there are always going to be distractions and interruptions. And I just want to talk about that, especially here at the beginning of the year where people are writing out their goals, their plans, their New Year's resolutions. And we need to talk about, once you have created those goals and plans, how do you keep the distractions and the interruptions at bay in order for you to succeed in those goals and plans? And so we're going to talk about that today here on Tailored for Success. And there are four distinct steps. There's a little bit more involved in it, and we'll definitely revisit this topic again here on Tailored for Success, but I want to talk about the four core things that you need to do first. And the first thing that you need to do is identify that distraction or that interruption. Identify that distraction or that interruption. So a lot of times if we don't label, this is one occasion where labeling is actually a good thing. What is keeping you from being focused? What's keeping you from being focused on the task that you have at hand? So hopefully you've written down your to-do list for the day. You have your goals and plans outlined, and they're in front of your face. And so you have to identify what is keeping you from focusing. What is keeping you from your focus and your follow-through? Those are two really important things. And a lot of times, you're going to find that distraction or interruption, it may be you. It may not be something else or someone else. It may be you. It may be that your mind tends to wander. It may be that you are looking at your email account every 2 minutes. It may be that you're looking at a personal cell phone to see if you received any new text. You might have your notifications on your cell phone, that you have a new like or a new comment or a new follower on social media, whatever the case may be. But it may not be something or someone around you, it might be you. And so that's why it's so important as a first step to identify all distractions and interruptions. And then and only then can you devise a plan to counteract that. So that's the first thing. Identify what your distractions and interruptions are. If it is a coworker, if it is conversation in the office, all of these different types of things that could be the culprits, then we can talk later on in Tailored for Success about how to troubleshoot each of those different types of distractions and interruptions. But the first thing, again, that's key is to identify them, to determine if the situation needs your immediate attention. If you are being interrupted by a person, or if you're being interrupted by a phone call, is it something that needs in-depth attention right then and there? If not, schedule another day or another time to deal with it in more depth. Most of us have a phone at our desk or in our office, what have you, that needs to be answered. Absolutely. Phone calls, voicemails that need to be returned. But if it's not something that you have to do right then, and you're in the middle of a project, you're in the middle of preparing a presentation or something like that, you're in the middle of a meeting, make the determination after you've identified it, does it need your immediate attention? Does it need more than what I call a quick plan identifier? Just to say, you know what, thank you for calling. I'm in the middle of something now. Is there a time I can call you back this afternoon? Or to a coworker, thank you so much for dropping in. I appreciate it. I'm actually trying to meet a deadline and complete something before lunch or whatever the case may be. Is there another time we could pick this up? And, you know, everybody has to understand, they don't have to, they should understand and respect a deadline or that you need to give something your full attention. So sometimes those interruptions that come do not need our immediate attention. That email could wait until after lunch or until the end of the day. So you want to determine if a distraction or interruption has come about, whether or not you need to give it your immediate attention. The third thing here that I want to talk about is if you decide to give it time, how much will you give it, if any? Is it something that you can delegate if a distraction comes up? Is it something that you can give to someone else in order to handle? Maybe there's someone else who could handle the request from a coworker that comes in. Maybe there's someone else who could take the phone call. So find out if you do decide to give it some of your immediate attention, kind of decide up front how much time you're going to give it. If someone comes in and they say, I need help with this, or I'm wondering if I could talk to you about XYZ, you might want to determine, maybe look at the clock and say, well, I have 5 minutes that I can give to you. Is that going to work? And if they say, yes, 5 minutes should be fine, then great, you can go ahead and proceed. Or you might say, is there someone else here in the office that could help you? Those types of things, again, delegating that out. So number three is decide how much time, if any, that you will give to a distraction or interruption. Perhaps if you entertain it now, you can take care of it and have it out of the way. So sometimes that is a good move. And number four is to keep your goals in front of you as a motivation. Keep your to-do list to your left or to your right, wherever you prefer it, but keep it where you can glance at it very quickly. So because you want to plan out your work day and you want to make sure that you're staying on task to get those most important things done and complete it first. And so if you keep your goals in front of you and you glance at them a few times throughout the day to say, okay, these are the things that I need to get done. When distractions come and you say, I really need to get these items done, it motivates you. It motivates you to not wander and start checking your Facebook, not wander and be looking at your personal text messages on your cell phone. So keeping your goals in front of you hopefully will motivate you to stay focused on the task at hand. Now, I want to say in closing that sometimes interruptions and distractions, believe it or not, can be fuel for our day. So a lot of times we are just really, you know, going in and we're full out and we're focused and we're working hard. Sometimes a coworker coming by and having, you know, 5 minutes of banter, talking about last night's award show or cracking a joke or making you laugh or smile can actually act as fuel to your day. So sometimes we welcome distractions and interruptions. But again, we want to keep control of those things. It's great if it does happen to be a distraction or an interruption from something or someone that actually gives you a little lift and a little fuel, a break. from your projects, and then you're refueled. You have more strength and energy to return to the task at hand. So I wanted to include that as well. But this is one of the number one culprits to obtaining our utmost success professionally and personally is that we become distracted. We become distracted with other projects, other thoughts, other people, phone calls, emails. There's so much around us now that can distract. But it does tend to keep you in this bound, in this, I guess for lack of a better word, this sense of floundering around where you never quite complete one thing. You never quite get one thing completed or finished where you can say, okay, this task is completed. This task is done. So you want to just really, number one, again, just be really mindful and identify those things that tend to keep you off track. Because after a while, it really starts to show itself in that you're not getting things done, you're not on top of your day, you don't feel in control, you don't feel like you're making progress. So we just really want to be very mindful of distractions and interruptions. That is all that I have for you on today's episode of Tailored for Success. I thank you so much for listening in, and I hope that you'll join me next time. Until the next episode, this is Cherise Taylor with Tailored for Success. And remember this, the best is yet to come.